This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The severe cyclonic Dana, formed over the east central bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast somewhere between Bhitarkarnika and Dhamra tonight. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted wind speed of 100 to 120 km per hour during the cyclone's landfall and said the landfall process will continue till tomorrow early morning with widespread impact to the region. The weather agency said the severe cyclone is lying 210 kilometers from Paradeep and 240 kilometers from Dhamra off Odisha coast and is moving at a speed of 12 kilometers per hour in the Bay of Bengal. Kendrapada, Balasor, Mayurbhanj, Jagatsingpur and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be the worst affected by cyclone Dana, while 9 other districts of the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. People lying in low-lying regions in coastal areas are being shifted to multipurpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. We spoke to IMD DG M. Mohapatra.
The cyclone storm Dana has intensified into a severe cyclone storm and lay centered about 200 kilometers southeast of Paradeep. It is expected to move north-northwestward and cross Odisha West Bengal coast between Puri and Sagar Island, close to Bhitarkanika Dhamra area, during midnight of today to morning of tomorrow, as a severe cyclone storm with wind speed of 100 to 120 kilometers per hour. Under its influence, rainfall has already commenced. During the past 24 hours, there has been light to moderate rainfall activity along the coastal districts of Odisha and West Bengal, and at present also rainfall is continuing, light to moderate rainfall. Gradually, intensity of rainfall will increase, and we are expecting today widespread rainfall activity over Odisha and West Bengal, especially the coastal districts of both the states, with possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places, that is rainfall up to 20 centimeters, and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places, that is 20 to 30 centimeters, is expected today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, activity will increase over the interior parts of the state, and today it will be more over the coastal district.
The Bay of Bengal along the Odisha coast has been rough since morning with high tides and heavy winds. Rains have started in many coastal districts. High tidal waves up to 2 to 3 metres are expected along the coast this evening. All air services to and from Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along the east coast. Meanwhile, the Indian Coast Guard has been closely monitoring the situation and has taken proactive steps to ensure preparedness for dealing with any emergency arising from the cyclone's impact. The IMD said heavy rainfall is also expected over adjoining Jharkhand and northeast India till tomorrow. Similar rainfall conditions will also prevail in South India over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Kerala today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of its flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. The minister will deliver a keynote address on India's vision for development and security, underscoring the importance of comprehensive security in achieving Viksit Bharat at 2047. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will also address the audience, highlighting the Indian Army's significant contributions to the nation building, including initiatives aligned with Atmanirbhar Bharat. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today to take part in the 7th intergovernmental consultations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the roundtable on disaster-resilient infrastructure on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual meetings at Washington, D.C. in the United States last night. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman stressed on the danger of the development gains being undercut by increasing climate-induced risks to infrastructure and the critical services it supports. And with that, we end this news bulletin.